This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. For the first time in many weeks, the White House Coronavirus Task Force held a public briefing with an optimistic look at the federal response to the devastating pandemic. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with details.
Task Force Chairman Vice President Mike Pence opened with hopeful words about supplies, treatments, and upcoming vaccines, although he did note the virus is raging across the country.
But we approach this moment with the confidence of experience. We know the American people know what to do.
He says the Trump administration opposes lockdowns and the closure of schools, echoed by CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield.
Kids K through 12, one of the safest places they can be, from our perspective, is to remain in school.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says two vaccines are nearly ready, but until then, double down.
Mask wearing. Staying distance.
Earlier, the CDC warned that with a million new cases in the U.S. this past week, Thanksgiving travel should be avoided. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Meanwhile, a top Pentagon official has tested positive for COVID-19, and the Defense Department is testing other senior staff. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Days after being installed last week as the Pentagon's policy chief, Anthony Tata met with Lithuania's defense minister, who contracted the virus. Acting Defense Secretary Chris Miller also met with the Lithuanian, as did the Army, Navy, and Air Force's top civilians. On Wednesday, Miller was at Fort Bragg, where video showed him giving handshakes and hugs, and he later met with sailors aboard the aircraft carrier Gerald R. Ford. The Pentagon's top spokesman says the department's doing contact tracing and testing those who came in contact with the Lithuanian delegation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And this is VOA News.